I do truly thank the Lord in my every remembrance of you. And what a joyful thing that is to say without any caveats. I know Knox as a place full of my beloved friends, my family in Jesus Christ, as a place that continues to stand firmly upon God's truth, proclaiming Christ. So it is really a joy to me to celebrate the Lord and be with you today. This morning, we look together at God's Word in Colossians chapter 3. I invite you to turn with me to Colossians 3, verse 17. This is the Word of God from Colossians 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Now imagine actually doing everything in the name of the Lord. There are some things that are very easy to do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's pretty simple for me to stand up here and preach and say, I preach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's pretty easy to gather for a church service and say, today I worship in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or I sing this hymn in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But how many of you said today, I'm going to put on my left shoe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or turn on my blinker in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? If that seems silly, maybe at first glance at least, perhaps it's because maybe you've fallen out of the habit of doing it. What God calls you to do here today in Colossians 3, verse 17, is really not silly at all. Calls you really truly to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and with thanks. But if you haven't been doing it for a while, you might say, well, I mean, who really brushes his teeth in the name of the Lord Jesus or does dishes in the name of the Lord Jesus? I'll tell you who does it. The Christian does it. The person who does that sort of thing is the person who has peace. That's the sort of person who does everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you realize that Jesus has done everything for you, given up everything for you, it is really the joy of the Christian to, in return, do everything for him. Today, we gather to celebrate the national holiday of Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'm not sure how you all get to celebrate. Perhaps Thanksgiving means for you today that you will thank God for life, for food, for family. Maybe Thanksgiving today means something less than that for you. Maybe it means just a day off of work, which is good, and some good food. And maybe you're just here because friends or family made you come here. But if you're a Christian, Thanksgiving is one more opportunity to do what you get to do every single day. It's really just one more day where you have the opportunity to truly give thanks to God, remembering that it is no small matter that God has left heaven, become man, died for your sins, and conquered the grave, so that through faith in him, you, this day and forevermore, are free from the guilt of your sins, and peace with God is yours. So this is what God calls you to remember today, calls me to remember as we celebrate Thanksgiving, that it is right to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we look at Colossians 3, 17 this morning, I want to do so in just two parts. The first is doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. The second part is doing everything with thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So first, Colossians 3, verse 17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. But isn't that quite silly? I mean, must one really tie one's shoes in the name of the Lord Jesus, put salt on your food in the name of the Lord Jesus, or announce, I am cutting this turducken in the name of the Lord Jesus? I respond really that it's not silly in the slightest unless you're actually saying the words out loud. I mean, that's not the point. I would argue it's probably more than silly if you're saying the words out loud. It might be flat out wrong. It might border on arrogance if in everything you're doing you say, "Hear ye, yo world, I'm doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." Oh, you're not saying it out loud? Because I am. To actually say it out loud is not the purpose. The purpose that God calls you to do everything in His name is to make every choice that you make, even strive to say every word, only because you are doing that thing for God's glory in the name of Jesus. Put the matter practically, and hopefully you will very quickly see the power and the beauty of what God calls me and you to do today in Colossians 3, verse 17. If you do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the pathway to peace. If truly out of faith in God, you are making every choice for God's glory, then through His help in the Holy Spirit, you will not be making wretched choices. I mean, who really looks at pornography and says, "I do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ"? Who, out of selfish anger, yells at somebody else and says, "I am yelling at you madly out of in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ"? And who cheats on an exam or steals money from a business saying, "I am doing this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ," or grumbles and complains and says, "I'm a whiner in the name of Christ"? To be able to stop and really truly make every choice that you make for God's glory in the name of Jesus Christ casts your mind back to the great things God has done for you and leads you to choices that are joyful. As you do this, doing all things for God's glory, it is a reminder that you're a sinner. And I know that word seems kind of trite because it's hard to fully weigh what it means to be a sinner before God. But to be a sinner before God means you're worthy of His judgment. I don't belong in His presence. I am worthy of His condemnation, of hell for my sins. But instead of that, God has sent Jesus Christ to suffer in my place, even though He was perfectly innocent and is. He has suffered completely. He has conquered death. And so to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to say, "I remember that. And I'm so amazed by your love that I cannot measure. That God, I want to do everything for you." This is the power of what God calls you to, the beauty of what God calls you to in Colossians 3, verse 17. I've answered a bit of the first question. That is, why is it that we must do everything in the name of Jesus Christ? The second question I have is, must you really do everything with thanks? Because that is the second part of Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And some of you might say, "Come on, I'm already trying to do good things. I'm even here on a Thanksgiving, a national holiday in a church. And you're really going to say that's not quite enough, that I actually have to be thankful about it as well." And really, yes, this is what God's calling us to. He's calling us not to just cold religion or just empty moralism. He is calling us to remember the beauty of Jesus Christ, to be so amazed by it that in everything we do, we truly are thankful. Thanksgiving is the proper application of the gospel. I'll say that again. Thanksgiving is the proper application of the gospel. It's not really possible to know that God became man and died for your sins, and now heaven is yours forever, and then for you to just be like, meh. The proper response, just as the the proper outcome of 1 + 1 = 2, the proper response to the gospel is thanksgiving. It is the natural result of knowing Jesus is Lord. Through his finished work, heaven is yours, salvation is yours. Therefore, thanksgiving! Thanksgiving now, thanksgiving for all days. It makes no sense to say that you know the gospel, but you are not thankful. Thankfulness is not a spiritual gift that some of us have, but some of us do not. As though some of us get to have joy, but the rest of us, I'm sorry, you're just kind of stuck in misery. Thanksgiving is the proper application of the gospel. But let me press the question just a little bit to make it practical for us. Do you really have to be thankful in everything? Because I get how it's enjoyable to be thankful, and how it's good every now and then to stop and be thankful. But isn't it not just ridiculous, but actually wrong in some situations to be thankful? So there might be some situations where it'd be ridiculous. You're at a stoplight, and you're thankful. Is it really proper to be thankful for a stoplight, to be thankful in every little moment? So you might have ridiculous situations like that, but isn't it wrong to be thankful in times that call for sadness? Can the Christian really be thankful after losing a house? Is it proper for a Christian to really be thankful in the midst of misery? Is it even right to be thankful in days of loss and days in death? And the answer that God speaks to you is yes. In everything, it is right to be thankful. Does not mean that there are no tears, just the opposite. God's word in Ecclesiastes tells us that there are days for mourning. Our Lord himself, taking your place, knowing your suffering, knows what it is to weep tears, to be in that pain, to feel that anguish and loneliness. So it doesn't mean that there are no tears, but it means that the gift that God gives to you is great and abiding to you even in the midst of your loneliness, even in the midst of the pain. It is right to be thankful because even while we live in this world that's broken by my sin, by our sin, nonetheless, we live and we celebrate today the truth that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and no one can rob you of the love that is yours if you are a Christian through faith in Jesus Christ. Really, though, Colossians 3, verse 17 is a command to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's also proper, I think, to view it as a blessing. I mean, wouldn't it really be a great curse if you were barred from being thankful? I mean, that's not the life you want to live. None of us want to choose misery. We want to be thankful. And so it's proper to view Colossians 3, verse 17, not just as a command that you must fulfill, but as a blessing that God gives to you. Because it's not empty words. These are words that God gives to you saying, I call you to be thankful as you do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and give you the foundation for it. It's not false math that 1 + 1 = 3. It is the proper conclusion. God says, I give you reason for thanksgiving every moment, even in the moments of tears. This Thanksgiving, then, is a good time for you to give thanks to God for every good gift that he's given to you. I can't make you do that. If you want to keep choosing to be miserable, that's your choice. You can do that. But know today, as we've considered God's word, that God offers to you perfect peace. He offers to you life eternal through the sacrifice, the finished work of Jesus Christ, and it is yours for the taking, the fullness of it, the foundation for thanksgiving. So God calls you to take hold of that promise. Let this be a Thanksgiving where you are truly thankful. Yes, thankful for all of God's good gifts, but a day where you are delighting to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. I would argue, even taking a bite of food, to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and with thanksgiving. Rejoice knowing that you're God's beloved, whether you are cutting up the turkey and whether your turkey turns out perfectly or whether it's burnt to a crisp, there is still reason for thanksgiving. Rejoice knowing that you have reason for thanksgiving that goes infinitely beyond whether your team wins or loses. Rejoice knowing even more than that, that even if these are days where your thanksgiving looks a little different than years gone by, days of loneliness, days of sorrow, that this is nonetheless a day for thanksgiving, where Jesus Christ has been victorious, where life eternal is yours, and it is right in absolutely everything to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and with thanksgiving. Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, I do thank you for this opportunity we have to rest from work, to hear your word, and especially to remember the amazing things you've done for us in Jesus Christ. I pray that we would not think little of that sacrifice. I pray that even for those of us who have known this truth for so many years, that we would not forget about it and move on, but that today your love would be made fresh to us. Father, help us to be thankful for every good gift you give to us, but especially, I pray that each one of us might know the sacrifice you've made for us in Christ, that we would know your love and gladly be thankful to you as we place our faith in Jesus Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen.